Institutionalised, that's what we get when we refuse to come out of prison. We get used to living in bondage. In fact, we're quite comfortable with it. Change presents us with a risk and we are not prepared to take it, even if change is for the better. But the cost of staying where we are, which I will lay out for you because I'm kind, far outweigh the benefits if you would risk the north wind of change. The definition of a rut is an open-ended grave. So are you stuck in a rut right now? God, you know, resists us when we refuse to see or hear what he's saying to us over a lengthy period. Doesn't happen overnight, but little by little. As we refuse to hear the voice of whoever is sent to us to bring us to mid-course correction. Whatever reason, we're not going to listen to them and we make a determination not to hear. The result of this consistent hardening of our hearts can be spiritual deafness and or blindness and sometimes even physical ailments. It isn't easy to say this without being perceived as judgmental, and this is not my intention. It's for illustrative purposes only. Whole denominations throughout church history have been awakened spiritually and have known the ability to hear the Lord's voice. But eventually they resisted Jesus when he sought to bring them a further revelation of themselves, of himself, and the entire denomination lost its way and its ability to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches now. I have this against you. The admonitions and counsels to the church in the book of Revelation are very relevant if we have ears to hear. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't have had to write them to call them back to himself. It was ever so. Exodus 8:1, let my people go that they might worship me. Moses' message to Pharaoh. He's always having to call us back to himself. I recall asking you before what particular Pharaoh had your attention. It's perfectly possible to come to the place where though you now want to understand the deeper things of the Spirit, you cannot. And what is true for denominations is true for individuals also. I emphasise this does not happen overnight, but over many, many years. Personally, I've observed it take place over more than 25 years, persistent refusal to hear. And when I use the term hear, I mean hear with a view to change. Changing your opinion, what you think, your mindset, your speed of obedience. It results in both physical and spiritual deafness. Not a good place to be. He's not unjust. You cannot plead that you didn't understand. He will have given you many, many opportunities to repent, to change your mind and move your feet. My darlings, I didn't read this in a book. I have seen it happen and it is tragic. Has it hit your spot? If it has, get off with him, my darling, and sort it out quickly. And remember, not 3 days. More like 30 years. God bless you.